Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. If you're looking forward to that wonderful day, we're going to see Him. We're going to behold Him. Praise the Lord. Stand with me all over this house as we get ready to turn to the Word of the Lord. Amen. It's so good to see our friends with us tonight. And it's so good to see everyone in the house of the Lord. And I want to turn your attention to something the Lord has laid on my heart. I want to be in the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter, Proverbs 16, and we're going to read in verse 5. If you do not have your Bibles, the words are on the screen behind me for your reading. If you need a Bible, please see us, we'll make sure that you have a Bible in your home. We have Bibles downstairs just waiting for people to say, "Can I have a Bible?" These Bibles need homes. And so let us know if you don't have a Bible. We want you to have a Bible tonight. Proverbs, the 16th chapter and the 5th verse. The word of the Lord reads, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord." Man, that's worthy of reading one more time. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. And though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. How many is thankful for the fear of the Lord? By fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king, and his mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's, and all the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, but the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is a messenger of death, but a wise man will pacify it. Well, we need to learn that tonight. In the light of the king's countenance is life. His favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Ooh, my Lord. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. I want to read that one more time. This is where we're going to hang our hat for just a few moments tonight. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before fall. Better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly, man, than to divide the spoil with the proud. Better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. I want to preach to you for just a few moments, treach, whatever you want to call it. We'll see what the Lord does. But I want to speak to you for a few moments tonight from this topic, the clothing of humility. I mean, no, it's not something you just do once in a while. It's something you got to put on every day. The clothing of humility. Lay your Bibles down in your seats. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord tonight. Can you give him some praise? And let's love him together. Let's love him together. If he's been good to you this week, then make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Come on, if you're believing him to be good to you the rest of the week, go ahead and make a joyful noise in expectation. Because God, he'll go with you all the way, even until the end. The Lord is good tonight, and he's worthy. He's worthy. to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Church, Lord bless you. You may be seated for a few moments. Amen. We want to talk a little bit tonight about the clothing of humility. And just for reference, y'all know when I say that, I'm going to be sarcastic. This is what my mother forgot to do during prayer and offering. So I get my forgetfulness honestly. We will anoint this cloth and pray for it here in just a moment for little Wesley. She was supposed to do that, but she got preoccupied. So I want to talk a little bit tonight about the clothing of humility. Amen. We all need more humility. We all are guilty of once in a while getting caught up in our flesh. You know, we all are guilty of once in a while tooting our own horns. And we all are guilty of not harnessing and clinging to humility the way that we should do. Sam Walton built one of the largest enterprises in America. Walmart, in case you didn't know that. Walmart, the home of bed, head, and house shoes. Anybody else get a good laugh when you go to Walmart? And you see some of the craziest stuff at Walmart. I think Sam Walton would turn over in his grave if he knew what Walmart was today. But Walmart is one of the largest enterprises in America. Sam Walton built it from nothing. And at the time of his death, he had almost 2,000 stores, which employed 380,000 people in this country. He was considered by many to be one of the most influential men in American history. He built an empire. President Bush awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He is highly recognized. There's a museum, the Walmart Museum, that you can go to today. And in spite of his enormous wealth and success, Sam Walton drove a 1979 Ford F-150. It was an old pickup with dents on it, dings on it, rust on it. Amen. And even his dog, Old Roy's, teeth marks on the steering wheel. In case you didn't know, that dog food at Walmart, Old Roy's, that's named after Sam Walton's dog. His truck, which can be found in his museum, you can still witness these things and see that the dog's teeth marks are on the steering wheel, and you can still see his truck in the museum. He refused to flaunt his wealth. My, what a lesson we need to learn today. He refused to toot his own horn. Refused to flaunt his wealth. The lifestyle he lived stood in dark contrast to those who live beyond their means. Those who incur tremendous debt in an attempt to impress other people. How many know we need to be a little more concerned about impressing God than we do other people? How many know we need to be a little more concerned about being clothed with humility than we do with pride? How many know we need to be a little bit more concerned about pleasing God and loving our brothers than we do pleasing the world and impressing people? Praise the Lord. Amen. The lifestyle that Sam Walton lived stood in dark contrast to many people in this country. And humility and or meekness can be defined as strength under control. Praise God. That's a powerful statement. Strength under control. Many people abuse strength. Many people abuse power. Many people abuse the things that are placed into their hands, position. But humility can be defined as strength under control, amen, which is what God expects of his people. Jesus set the ultimate example for us of this, humility, of strength under control. He was the Messiah. He was God in flesh. He was God personified. He was the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the Jehovah Jireh, Nisi, Shalom. He was all of these things, but yet he had power and strength under control. And he stood before them as a lamb led before shears. Come on. He was the ultimate example. He gave himself to his executioners. They didn't take his life, church. He gave it. He gave it. He was the ultimate example of strength under control. Peter attempted to defend him, but he refused Peter's defense. Jesus said, I could pray to the Father right now, and he would give me 12 legions of angels. I could stop every bit of this, but he had strength and he had power under control. Think about that the next time the Lord blesses you. The Lord don't bless you so you can flaunt it. The Lord don't bless you so you can abuse it. The Lord blesses you so you can be an example of Jesus Christ and have strength under control and power under control. Amen. Humility will keep power under control. Amen. I pray all the time, Lord, keep me humble. Lord, don't let me fail these people. Lord, don't let me fail my family. Lord, let me just be John Biddle, Lord. If my name's never in the big lights, Lord, I just want to help get some people to heaven. Come on, listen, I'm not interested in filling this church. I'm interested in filling heaven. Come on, I'm not interested in filling these seats. I'm interested in filling heaven tonight. And I believe we can make a difference if we keep humility in our lives. We keep the power of God and the strength and the power of God under control in our lives. And we don't offend and we don't cut and we don't hurt, but we use the love of God. We can make a difference in people's lives today. Humility is strength and power under control. Remaining modest while enjoying success. Amen. I know people who got more degrees than a thermometer, but they're very humble people, and they're very loving people, and very compassionate people. Remaining modest while enjoying success is an admirable trait. It's something that God honors. But church, pride is the opposite of humility. Pride was the downfall of Lucifer. Amen. The archangel, the most beautiful angel in heaven. Pride got down in his soul. Don't think that anywhere from those that clean the church to those that pastor the church today, you're capable of falling. Come on, Lucifer was the most beautiful angel in heaven. But he started thinking of himself more than what he was. Amen. He let pride get down in his soul. He let pride get down in his heart. And pride will cause you to become a victim of your own deceit. Amen. We got to watch out for pride today. Lucifer, Satan, the devil, he would become known as the father of all lies. The father of all lies. Amen. Pride is based on lies. Pride is based on lies, false securities. False securities. Amen. We develop these securities in our life. Amen. It's the reason why Moses, or the Lord spoke to Moses and told him to throw down his rod. Come on, that rod was used for defense. That rod was used to lean upon. That rod was a crutch, but the Lord looked at him and said, throw down that rod on the ground. I will be thy exceeding great reward. Come on, I'll be what you need, Moses. I'll be your comforter. I'll be your provider. I'll be everything that you need and more. Sometimes we develop these false sense of securities in our lives, and the Lord just wants us to understand, amen, that this is all based on a lie. It's all based on the lie. You can have the greatest job in the city today, but it could be gone tomorrow. But if you serve a good God, he can give you another one. Come on, I watched my mom and dad when we were growing up. I watched my dad go through back surgeries, lose a job, lose a home, and the Lord turned right around and gave him another one. Don't tell me God can't do it, because God can do it. Come on, whatever the enemy uses against you, God will turn it to good. Amen. And sometimes we just got to go through the fire, amen, so we can be cleansed. But pride will get down in your soul. Pride will convince you that you're more than you are. Come on, pride will get you wanting to ride in on a great white stallion instead of a little borrowed donkey. Come on, pride will get down in your soul tonight. Amen. But Jesus was the ultimate example of power and strength under control. Listen, pride is based on lies, false securities, and therefore God hates it. God hates pride, and many have fallen victim to their own pride. Hitler and Stalin taught their people they were a superior race. They created a false sense of superiority in these people. Amen. Pride consumed them. Listen, people become proud for many reasons. Their talents will make them proud. Their looks. Maybe mama blessed you with some good looks. Maybe daddy had him a little stud. Let me tell you something. You better get rid of that pride. Maybe you preached a good sermon a couple of weeks ago. You better get rid of that pride. Maybe somebody told you what a great job you was doing. You better get rid of that pride. Amen. Pride will get down in your soul. Your talents will create some pride. Your looks, your intelligence will create some pride. Your abilities. Listen, parents are proud of their children's accomplishments. I'm proud of my children's accomplishments, but we got to get that pride under control. Pride gives you a false sense of superiority, and God hates it. Amen. God hates it. He loves humility, and he hates pride. And everyone that is proud in heart, the Bible tells us, is an abomination to the Lord. Everyone that is proud in their heart is an abomination to the Lord. God punishes pride, church. If you want to stay out of the wrath of God, then get rid of your pride. If you want to keep God from punishing you, you want to keep God from getting a hold of you, if you want to keep God from humbling you, then get rid of your own pride. Fall down at an altar of prayer. Be faithful to the house of God. Come to the house of God with an expecting heart and say, Lord, let me get rid of this carnality that's getting a hold of me. Let me get rid of this crusty carnality that's making me hard, and let me remain humble. God punishes pride, and God destroys pride. Listen, the Bible teaches us that the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. God warned Nebuchadnezzar about his pride. How many remember old Nebuchadnezzar? God warned him. God gave him a stern warning about his pride. He told him, he said, you better get this under control. But a year later, he found himself down on all fours. Exactly 1 year to the day, the Lord said, I gave you a warning. How many know God is gracious sometimes, and God will give us a warning? God will let us know when we're going astray. God will let us know when something is not right in our spirit. Come on, create in me a clean heart, O Lord. Renew in me a right spirit, God. Help me to be humble, Lord. Help me to love you. Help me to keep you first. Don't let me be like Nebuchadnezzar, Lord. Don't let me toot my own horn. Don't let pride get a hold of me, regardless of how much you have blessed me. One of the greatest problems in the church world today is people who God blesses misconstrue their blessings for arrogance. And they come off in a way that turns people off. Let me tell you something. God didn't bless you so you can come off to people as arrogant. God didn't bless you, and God didn't enrich you, and God didn't pour out his favor upon you so you could make people feel less than they are. Come on. God didn't do these things so you can kick people when they're down. Come on, God did these things so you can stand tall and raise up high and say, come on, brother. Come on, sister. Let me help you get up out of that spot you're in. Come on, brother. Let me show you how to have strength under control. Let me show you how to have the power of the Holy Ghost and not become arrogant, but keep your trust in the Lord. But keep your trust in the Lord. Amen. God warned Nebuchadnezzar about his pride, but he would not hear it. I've watched so many people come into the church. It's a tragedy to watch people come into the church and watch the Lord begin to shine and to cover them with favor. And to watch blessings enter into their lives and watch the tremendous blessings of God be poured out upon them, only for them to develop a sense of pride and arrogance in their own abilities. Let me tell you something. I've always taught my children growing up in our home, they heard it 1,000 times. The fastest way for you get anything taken out of your life is put it before God. Fastest way for you to get something removed and get it destroyed is put it before God. Because anything you put before God becomes an idol. It becomes an idol. Amen. And God hates and God destroys pride. God warned Nebuchadnezzar about his pride, but he wouldn't listen. And he ended up down on his knees and his hands like a beast in the field. For 7 years, he done lost his mind. 7 long years he suffered with what pride did to his life. Let me tell you something. Pride will take you down a road and land you in a place that you don't want to be. Come on, listen to me today. The spirit of not needing God, the attitude of not needing God, the attitude that you can do it on your own will lead you down a road that you don't want to end up on. Amen. And if you don't believe me, go ask old Nebuchadnezzar and he'll tell you, 7 years I done lost my mind. 7 years I didn't know who I was. 7 years I was wishing I would not have done. I wish I would have obeyed what God told me. Pride will take you down a place that you don't want to go. He didn't know whether he was a man or a beast. Church, we better learn to reject pride. We better learn to reject pride. We better learn to reject a haughty spirit. Not only do we need to learn to reject pride, but we need to learn to seek to be clothed with humility. You see, there is a difference in only rejecting pride and being clothed with humility. Just like there's a difference in being separated from the world and being separated unto God. There is a difference. It is possible to reject pride and to push pride off, but not desire to be clothed with humility. We not only need to reject pride, but we need to seek to be clothed with humility. We're living in a self-centered culture today. We're living in a me and mine culture today. We're living in a I deserve it and I don't want to work for it culture today. Come on, me and mine. It doesn't matter who has to pay for it. Just give it to me. That's the culture that we're living in today. It's commonplace for people to brag about what they have. It's commonplace for people to brag about what they've accomplished and what they've done and what they do. But Jesus said, before you do your alms, he said, do not sound the trumpet. Don't be drawing attention to yourself so you can do your alms and you can be seen of men. Amen. Quit tooting your own horn. That's what the Lord was saying. Come on, don't sound the trumpet before you do your alms. It's like saying, yeah, I went over here and this brother, they didn't have no groceries in their house. And me and my wife, we took them $500. You just got your reward. You just got your reward. You have no reward in heaven. You just got your reward. Don't sound the trumpet before you do your alms, Jesus said. Come on, he said, don't sound the trumpet before you do your alms, he said, so you can have glory of men. Come on, we don't want to be seen of men today. We want our reward to be in heaven. We want our reward to be in heaven. And a humble person understands the ride that pride will take them on. Listen, they understand today. The ride that pride will take them on. It'll take you somewhere you don't want to go. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. Better is it, church, to be of a humble spirit, the scripture said. Better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly. My mother taught me this growing up. I watched her lean towards those little souls that had nothing. And it mimicked Jesus. It duplicated the efforts of our Lord and our Savior. I watched her love the unlovable. I watched her help the unhelpable. I watched her pray for those that despitefully used her. Come on, I watched her do all of these things. Amen. And we need to understand today, amen, that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. And it's better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Pride will take you somewhere you don't want to be. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, the Bible says, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But I like how the verse continues and it says, but he made himself of no reputation. My, how that coincides with what we're talking about tonight. My, how that coincides with being clothed with humility. Tonight he made himself of no reputation. He wasn't worried about his name being mentioned in the synagogue. Come on, he wasn't worried about these things. He was worried about coming to save those which was lost. He was coming for those that were in need of a physician. Come on, he was coming for the lowly and the broken and the discouraged. And that's what we need to be desiring to do today, is to reach down and to help somebody in their time of need. To be clothed with humility. To be clothed with humility. Let this same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Think about that the next time you want your name to be known. Took upon him the form of a servant. Think about that the next time you get up from the church dinner and don't help to do the dishes. Think about that, young people, the next time you see an elder 70 years old carrying out trash bags out of the church. He took upon himself the form of a servant. The form of a servant. Amen. He took upon himself the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. What a wonderful example of being clothed with humility our Lord and our Savior is today. Stand with me all over this house as the musicians come quickly. It takes more than resisting pride. The people of God who desire to be like their Heavenly Father need to do more than just resist pride. They need to seek to be clothed with humility. And it is possible to live a separated life in this world. I've known many denominational people. We had some neighbors one time when we lived up in town, and they're wonderful people. We talked with them on a regular basis. We'd go out and stand at the fence and just chat with them for a long time. And they were wonderful people. And they were from a denominational church. They didn't believe what we believed, but they lived very modestly. It is possible to be separated from the world, but not be separated unto God. And it is possible to push off pride, but not seek to be clothed with humility. Church, self-centered pride is the primary sin of humanity. If there's ever anything that you need to watch out for in your life, it's pride. If there's ever anything that will sneak up on you and not even know that it's in your yard, it's pride. It's pride. And you know what? Every problem that we have can be traced right back to it. Every problem. I was listening to Brother Enzi preach this week at church, first night of church camp. He preached a wonderful sermon entitled, Why Backsliding Feels So Good. you get a chance to listen to that sermon. It was a fantastic sermon. But while he was preaching in the first night of church camp, he made a comment that stuck with me. He said, every failure begins with a prayer failure. I want you to let that sink in for just a moment. Every failure begins as a prayer failure. Somewhere along the way, you stop praying about it. Somewhere along the way, you took the easy seat and the easy road. You didn't intercede. You didn't go to the Lord in prayer. Every failure begins as a prayer failure. And that's a true statement. Man, that's so true today. The moment you start to think that you got it good enough, the moment you start to think that you don't need to pray, the moment you start to think that you don't need midweek services and faithful attendance in the house of God on Sundays, you better look out because you got some problems on the way. You better look out because you got some problems on the way, because every failure begins by just letting your guard down a little bit. By just sitting back and taking it easy a little bit. By not heeding to the altar call when the altars open up. By doing all of these little things, they will invite some really big problems into your life. The moment you start to think that you got it good enough, that you don't need to pray, you better get ready, because problems are on the way. Problems are on the way. Self-centered pride is the primary sin of humanity. The Apostle Paul said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. What he was saying was, don't get caught up in the right here and the right now. There's going to be times you're going to find yourself in the lowest of valleys. You're going to find yourself feeling deserted. You're going to find yourself feeling separated. And there's going to be times you're going to find yourself at such a spiritual high in the Lord that you feel as if nothing could go wrong. But don't get caught up in that moment. Learn how to be abased and how to abound. Understand that the Lord is good, and He's good all the time. All your blessings come from Him, and every opportunity you have to seek Him, you need to take advantage of that opportunity. Because pride will destroy you. Pride will take you down a road that you don't want to go. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. The moment you start to think that you don't need the Lord, you got some serious problems on the way. God puts down the pride, church. He puts down the proud. God puts down the proud. And God lifts up the humble. Humble yourself, and He will exalt you. Humble yourself before the Lord, and God will exalt you. He that humbleth himself, God will exalt. He puts down the proud. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. He lifts up the humble. Jesus said, the one who would be first should be servant of all. For the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. The only way we can replace human pride with humility is by allowing the fruits of the Spirit to work in our lives. Initial evidence, or that initial introduction in our life. Yes, we need a move of God in our life, but let me tell you what you better be hungry for. You better be hungry for the fruits of the Spirit. Because meekness will help you keep your pride out of your life. Come on, meekness will help you keep pride out of your life. Meekness produces an attitude of humility. Only the Holy Ghost can replace our human nature. We all have our own human nature that desires to be patted on the back. We all have our own human nature that desires to toot our own horn. We all have a church, but pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. We don't only need to resist pride tonight, but we need to seek to be clothed with humility. We need to seek to be used by God for the broken and the lowly. better is it to be rejoicing with the lowly than splitting everything up with the proud. Praise God. The Lord loves humble people tonight. Keep humility in your life. Keep meekness in your life. And keep pride out of your life. And seek to be clothed with humility. These altars are open as we get ready to sing this song unto the Lord tonight. Amen. If you want to keep the Lord close, if you want to be in Him and Him in you, if you want to keep the devil from sneaking up on you, come on, you remember how Sunday I preached how Elijah just walked up to Elisha and he just threw that cloak up on him and he just kept on walking. If you want to keep the devil from sneaking up on you and throwing a little bit of pride in your life, a little bit of arrogance in your life, a little bit of I don't need the Lord in your life, if you want to keep these things out of your life, you need to seek the Lord continually. Seek the Lord while He may be found, church. Call upon Him while He is near. Tonight, these altars are open if you want to come and seek the Lord tonight. Amen. Let's love Him all over this house.